history.
Well, sorry to say that Warren and Bruce were eliminated from Buzzword earlier, so now we got to do the finale of Buzzword.
All right.
Me, it's Kev, it's Monty. Two and you're through. Mm-hmm. Steve's got the buzzwords. I assume you're ready to go in there, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Steven P. Producer.
Steve's cool, isn't he?
Mr. Cool.
I don't know if anybody got that other than maybe Steve.
I didn't, I guess.
You didn't. You weren't listening that close. Yeah. Do you want me to say the name that I said again?
Yeah.
Kevin, do you want me to say it?
Oh, I heard it, but I...
Oh, you trying to see? Monty's moving Bruce over so he can actually see Steve's face?
It works.
That's hilarious.
It helps.
Bruce, he goes over there and he just takes Bruce's chair, shoves it over.
It helps with the focus, Jay.
Oh,
honestly, it does.
Oh, okay.
I don't look at him. All right, well, let's just play the game. Here we go. Let's see. Two and you're through. What word are we using?
All right, we'll use Philadelphia this round.
Okay, that's hilarious. That's a very funny joke, Steve.
Is it real?
Funny joke.
Yeah, you don't like that?
I want to hear it. All right.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, because you're not playing it.
All right, you want me to choose a different word?
Yes, no. Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Yes, he wants to use a different word. That seems dumb.
Can I at least give a cup? Fine.
Cream cheese, but next.
Yeah, that's the first one, actually. Okay.
Eagles.
Yeah, that's another one.
Liberty Bell.
I don't know.
That wouldn't work. No. All right, here we go.
Lay. How about lay?
L-A-Y?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Sure.
Is that better?
No.
Well, probably not, but let's try it.
You know, okay.
Go for it.
Reduction of employment.
Layoff.
Yep.
Good job, Kevin. Kevin won already, guys.
Try not to attract attention.
Lay low.
Yep. A transfer of planes at a midway point.
Layover.
Yep.
I'm through.
Jay's through.
Jay's out.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
Lay me down.
Sorta.
I lay. What?
What was his whole?
Lay me down.
Can I say the whole thing?
I think you got to have the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not the whole thing. You got some of it.
Lay me down to sleep?
No.
Pretty much. Now I lay me down to sleep.
Yeah. You got to do the whole thing because it's actually a prayer. So
yeah. I know. I couldn't remember the
whole
prayer.
That's all good.
Be exact.
Yeah. Thank you, Bruce. Yeah. Bruce is the judge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Accuse the guilty party. I don't know if I get this. I've never heard of this before.
Okay, then pass on.
Yeah. Lay blame?
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exaggerate.
Lay it on thick?
Yeah.
Kevin,
okay,
James.
Kevin and
all right, new word, and off we go. Are we going to do the same word? What do you want to do, Kevin?
New word. Yeah, go with the new word.
Yeah, new word. Maybe new word. Like
championship.
All right.
Like maybe a word that would actually has ones that we have heard of before.
Yeah, one wasn't terrible. Yeah. Lay was okay.
All right, how about Philadelphia?
I think we should.
Championship, full card, best out of 10. Here we go.
Do we want to do Philadelphia?
No, because you already gave some of the answers.
Yeah, what is this Philadelphia thing?
All right, fine. We'll do four. Have we done that before?
F-O-U-R or F-O-R?
F-O-R.
F-O-R?
I don't think we've done this before.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, useless.
Good for nothing.
Very good.
Wow. Well, it's weird you got that.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, easy. About as can be expected in golf terms.
Par.
As can be expected.
Par for the course.
Yeah, par for the course.
Kevin, James, brother? Give a high five.
Woo. All right. Stick up, put your hands up.
Reach for the sky?
Yeah.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Are we going to five?
I'm
here
not even close to any of these. I'm like,
don't talk on my behalf.
Don't speak for me.
Speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself, Kevin.
Kevin's already got four. He only needs two more to win.
A top grade for trying your best.
A for effort.
And an A for effort.
God, this guy, shut out.
You can't win.
No. Well, I mean, I could tie. Yeah, yeah. I could tie.
Should be left to our feathered friends.
That's for the birds.
Yeah.
Hey, clean sweep. Wow.
That's for the birds.
Are we on that, Jay?
The multiple answer ones I'm never very good at. Like if there's multiple words, Yeah. I like it when it's easier, just like you.
Like Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Like Philadelphia. Hey, you know what? Yeah. That's a great one, Monty. Let's try Philadelphia.
Can we do the card?
Yeah. Yes, Warren, okay. If you get one of these, I'll give you a dollar.
Okay. You gotta skip the ones you already gave us.
Okay,
answers.
So
no,
I can't.
No, that's why I want to give Warren a dollar.
Okay, very good. Okay, fair enough.
He's listening.
Well, I mean, this one's way too easy,
Let's try it.
All right, fine. Spread it on a bagel.
Philadelphia cream cheese.
Oh, no!
We all be quiet.
I don't want your dollar. You already gave me 30.
Oh, boy.
But thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You want to try any of the other?
Yeah. Might as well run the card now.
All right, run the card.
See how we do.
Major League Baseball team.
Philadelphia Phillies.
Nice. Springsteen's Oscar winner.
Philadelphia Freedom.
No.
Elton John.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What was the question again?
Springsteen's Oscar winner.
Only in Philadelphia?
One. Streets of Philadelphia.
Oh, I never heard it.
Elton John sang it.
Philadelphia.
Oh,
Philadelphia.
NFL team.
Philadelphia and the Eagles.
Local delicacy of ground pork.
Philly cheesesteak.
And cornmeal. Nope.
Oh.
Ooh. I don't know what that
cornmeal.
Is.
Cornmeal.
I don't know what this is.
What is it? What's the answer?
Philadelphia Scrapple?
Yeah.
Yep.
I've heard of that.
No, never would have got that.
Pro Hoops.
76ers.
Cary Grant movie.
Only in Philadelphia?
Nope.
Come on,
Cary
Bruce.
Grant, huh?
I know what it is.
Yeah. You want me to tell you?
Yes.
The Philadelphia Story.
Ah, of course.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Huh?
I knew that.
All right,
one.
Two more. Local paper.
Philadelphia Press.
Free Press.
Times.
Nope. You're almost there.
Philadelphia News?
Inquirer.
Oh, yeah, Inquirer.
I want to know.
FX original series with Danny DeVito.
Oh, I'm
Only
always
sunny in Philadelphia.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wow, that was a great card. I'm glad we did that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty happy about it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
When I first saw it, if that ain't him, that's Breland's twin.
Yeah, it looks.
He looks like he might be shorter. Kevin.
That sounds like a song right there.
Breland's twin.
Kevin James.
If that ain't him, it's Breland's twin.
Yeah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Poll time.
All right, it is poll time. Let's check the polls, shall we? We put them up on our Twitter, X, whichever you like to call it. I like Twitter. I like that name. So here's what the polls look like for this week. Have you ever been late to work because your clothes didn't get dry fast enough in the dryer?
That's as good an excuse as any.
Let's just go with that, Jay.
Yes or no, Monty? No.
No.
And
put them on wet.
I don't think so. No.
No. Bruce had more clothes than he needed.
That's right.
No wins that one 57-43.
There was 43% that actually said yes.
I think maybe they might have gotten the joke based on what happened earlier in the week here on our show.
I got you.
Yeah, they probably were just trying to support. Have you ever wanted to write a book? Rooster?
No, sir.
No, okay. No. Warren?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, Monty?
Negative.
No? Oh, wow, okay. Pretty close, actually.
Have you?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Oh.
Poll time.
I think I even started it at one point, and, you know, I did the thing where I'm like, yeah, that's enough of that. Barely edging out no over yes, 53-47. Wow. So, yeah, wow. That would have been a lot of books. Wow. I do a lot of reading. You do a lot of reading, Bruce?
I like to, yes.
What about you, Warren? Mm-hmm. Big reader, are you?
Negative.
Monty?
Not so much.
Yeah. If I ever write a book, will you read it?
Sure.
I'll try.
Thank you. I'll try.
Might take him a while, but
yeah, right.
He'll get her done.
Maybe we could put a lot of pictures in there for
him. Yeah, that's what it
needs. Pictures are good. Audiobook,
pop-ups,
Warren.
You ever, pop-ups.
Yeah, there
pop-ups.
You go. Yeah.
Mm. Audiobook, do you ever do those?
I have, yes.
Do you like that? Or is it hard for you to concentrate?
No. I like it.
Why do you feel like Warren would be like, have the audiobook on, next thing you know, he's over there changing a tire, going, wait, what chapter are we on?
I know. Jeez.
Yeah. It's all good. Let's see here. Have you ever brushed the roof of your mouth?
Yes. Oh, I wasn't supposed
to. With a hairbrush?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Bruce. Have you brushed the roof of your mouth with a hairbrush?
First of all, get that in there.
Like to see it. Try.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to guess no is the answer
then.
That
would be my answer.
Okay, all right. And you said yes, Warren, yeah, with your toothbrush?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. And Monty?
Every day.
You brush the roof of your mouth?
It's, yeah, by proxy, but I brush the inside of my teeth with most people forget to do that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't.
I don't think that's fair.
A dentist told me that once.
Oh, well, they're liars. Yeah. They're traditional liars.
What the heck was his name? I'm not going there.
That's crazy talk. Brush the roof of my mouth. Yes, 69% to 31% who said no. Let's see what else we have here.
Pool time.
Do you clean your belly button, Bruce?
I scratch it once in a while, so I guess that's cleaning it.
Does that count as cleaning?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the same. It's like saying, I can just see Bruce's wife is like, did you clean up the kitchen? Well, I scratched it. Yeah. Isn't that the
close
same?
Enough.
Same thing. Feels like that's the same.
Yeah.
Same. Monty, do you clean your belly button?
About every 6 months with a knife.
With a with your pocket knife?
Yeah.
The same one you used to cut the bread earlier.
Not that one. I have a specific one.
You have a specific
one. Whichever one is handy. Button. I don't care.
Can you imagine?
That makes sense.
Can you imagine Monty is sitting in his house and they're on the coffee table? Can I borrow that? No, nope. That's my belly button cleaning knife. Go get your own.
Oh, man.
Warren?
Yes, I had enough lint in my belly button the other day to make Steve a small blanket.
Wow.
Is that right?
Well, if it's a blanket for Steve, it's a small blanket. That was redundant. Steve, did you ever say you did or didn't? I don't remember your answer.
Do I clean it?
Yeah.
I guess.
That's assuming that you have an innie.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess you could.
Do you have an Audi?
What?
No, I have a Chevy.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened? What did you say?
That was great.
It's just car humor.
Car humor, Steve. Let it go.
Car humor. Yeah.
What did you say?
He said, I asked if you had an Audi.
And I said, no, I have a Chevy.
And that really tickled Monty's fancy.
It was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And I was just excitingly waiting for your answer.
Yeah, Steve, let's hear it.
I have a Toyota.
Pole time.
I love it.
Solid.
It's pole time.
Oh, boy.
I'll say.
Do you cut your food with a pocket knife?
Oh, that's from today, isn't it?
Yeah, it was from today.
I can't wait to hear this.
You're obviously, yes.
It's going to be 70%.
What do you say, Warren?
If need be.
If need be.
So, yeah, not very often. Yes, I
wish I would have put that on there.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that is a good answer. Because it's your first choice.
It's not like I go into my pocket every time I eat dinner. Grab
right.
my knife.
Right.
I mean, but I do cut.
But
food.
Sometimes there's a need. If need be, there's no other knife. You have to cut it. I got it. Bruce, yeah? Or?
Oh, yeah, on occasion.
Yeah. Steve, you cut your food with your pocket knife?
You have one?
I just got a
No, he
that.
Has a Toyota.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know.
I actually do know. Yeah. Kevin, same, right? No?
No. Yeah. I mean, I just don't have a pocket knife.
Right.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I love that about my grandpa, man. He always had his pocket knife.
Yeah.
And he would get an apple, and he could make thing last between 10 grandkids.
That's hilarious.
Than anyone I've ever seen.
That's hilarious. Would he do the thing where he just like go right to his thumb and then hold it on the knife and hand it to you? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. That's every grandpa must have done that.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Jay?
Again, I think if need be is the answer.
Okay.
I try not to, but, you know, again, it's sometimes. One of those, hey, I'm not cutting it with my fingers.
That's right.
Don't want to take a bite out of it.
Time.
What does the poll say?
What did the poll say?
Poll was 50-50, right on the nose.
Wow.
It's early on that one, though. And then finally, have you ever put a toilet seat by your face just for funsies?
I'm guessing this stemmed from something that Kevin did.
Have you ever put a toilet seat by your face just for funsies? I don't know how that started, Steve. I don't remember that one, but
yeah, there was something there.
There was something there. Go ahead, Warren.
Is it okay?
Yes, sure.
Yes. When
for funsies?
I took off in the house, and I had it out in the shop, and I.
Oh, you put it up. You opened the lid, and there was your face.
And I want to put it on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Are you guys all Chevy drivers? I want to put it on the wall, and when you lift it up, it'll say lift. Uh-huh. Lift it up, and there's a Chevy emblem in there.
I see what you
guy.
Did.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you get that one, Steve?
I do clean my belly button.
Ever put a toilet seat by your
Audi?
Is it an Audi?
Oh,
have you ever put a toilet seat by your face for funsies, Bruce?
I believe not.
No, Monty.
Not that I could, no.
No.
Never a fun situation near
the
toilet.
Never funsies. No, Kevin?
Yeah, I haven't had the opportunity for that fun yet.
85% said no on the funsies, yeah.
But 15% said
15%
yes.
15% said yes, yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Little vicious, four-legged critter, lives up north a lot.
Wolf?
Smaller.
Coyote?
Smaller, yeah.
Badger?
Burr. Got a bushy tail.
A beaver?
Kevin James.
They have a TV station named after him.
Yeah.
Coyote? No. Yeah. Not that vicious.
No, they are too.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What'd you pay for the popcorn last night at the movie, Warren? You don't know?
I didn't have to pay.
Oh, you didn't have to pay. You mooched off somebody else.
I did, my cousins.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well done. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
I think $8 is what we paid my wife when I went. I think that's right.
Was that the refillable one?
You know, Kevin, I don't know if that one's refillable or not.
It's been double digits.
Yeah, it's been several years, and I believe the $11.95 was the refillable.
Okay, that could be, yeah.
Those tubs are so big, the big people think they're big.
I can still eat two of them.
Are you all right?
I think
that's the one you wanted to go with.
Well,
that's the one you thought out.
That's all I could think of real quick.
Like, maybe, like, those tubs are so big, producer Steve could live in it.
Yeah! I like that one.
How big are they?
Yeah. Okay.
Humor.
Uh-huh.
Not really.
That was a bit.
That was a bit. Thank you for letting Steve know.
Appreciate that.
Kevin's
tip of the day.
Clip of the day.
Well, gentlemen, I think that's very true that if you talk to, like, a celebrity or somebody that has something special about them, you laugh at stuff they say way easier than you would a normal person. Like if
certainly,
yeah. Like if Warren was to say something, I would laugh at it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But if Jelly Roll said it, I'd laugh so much harder.
So if Jelly Roll told that really bad joke that that popcorn's so big, even the big people think it's big.
I'd be like, oh, that's so funny, Jelly.
Jelly, you're so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, Jelly, what are you talking about?
I kind of feel like that with old people too. Like the older you get,
more of a courtesy
anything
laugh.
Anything that you say is funnier to me.
Is that because of the courtesy laugh and they've earned it?
And I don't even think it's courtesy because the clip we're going to hear is absolutely hilarious. I don't care what age you are.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that this woman is 100 makes it
let's go
so much funnier. This clip is very old because Jay Leno was the host of The Tonight Show.
Oh, man. Oh,
I had just never seen this thing. It was floating around on the internet. And I thought, well, I got to play this for my old fellas.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Well, congratulations on your 100th birthday.
Oh, yeah. That is 3 weeks.
Now, I understand you went to Universal Studios yesterday?
Yes, I did. Yeah. And you know, the wind was terrible.
Oh, okay.
I had a skirt on, and the wind was just blowing it like that. And I was hanging on to my hat. And a kid came up and he says, "Lady," he says, "you better stop hanging on to your hat and pull your dress down. You're showing everything you got." And I said, "I don't care. What they see down there is 100 years old. It's a brand new hat."
That was good.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
It's a brand new hat.
And again, that's a funny story from anybody.
Right, yeah.
But being a 100-year-old
lady, it doesn't get any funnier than that.
What you see down there is
100 years old.
Oh, my gosh, that's insane. 10 years ago he retired, by the way, Kevin.
Wow. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, that's funny. That's a good one.
And he's been getting hurt ever since.
Dude, this guy just can't stop falling down.
Yeah, I know.
He's got his face blown up from his car.
Yeah.
And he falls down the hill trying to walk to a restaurant.
Yeah, blackens his eyes.
Holy smokes, this guy.
I know, that guy.
You know anybody who's doing any falling, Bruce?
Well, we're mentioning that. This old guy's.
I'm not going to lie. So if you missed it, Warren fell down the stairs here. I don't know why everybody laughs at that.
Not funny. Well,
I do now.
It was funny.
Well, I mean, you're.
I didn't see it happen.
Well, he more flew down the stairs.
Yeah.
I mean, it was. I was so far away from, and I went clear through the door and outside.
Yeah,
how did that happen?
I'm actually very glad the door was open. But
me yeah, too. Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
So when I was walking in this morning, I was like, man, I almost was going to pull the truck over and like drive it right to the door just because I was worried what was going to happen if you guys. It was a little slippery.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Maybe in the future, if there's snow or something, I'll just wait for you at the gate.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good idea.
Put the tailgate down. He's got to back up to the door.
Let us off.
Cut you off.
That's it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You don't have a golf cart on the complex?
Yeah. You're side by side.
Yeah, you know what? I think we still have a golf cart.
There you go.
Hard to get it through the snow.
Well, no, not really.
Yeah.
Instead of snow tires.
Well, that would be a good idea. Yeah. Or we could take, what is that thing? Kevin, what do they call that thing that they take to the transmitter?
Snowmobile?
It's
no,
like it's,
oh,
it yeah, looks like a 4Runner, but yeah, it's a 4-wheel drive, but it's
tracks.
It's like a quad, but yeah, all tracks.
It's a quad with tracks.
So just quad track or something we could call it?
Sure.
Quad tracker sounds awesome.
Yeah. The thing is amazing.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Now, I don't know that we need to drive in the parking lot.
I will just, as a courtesy, I'll put it on my trailer, I'll take it home, and I'll bring it up every Friday.
You bring up your golf cart? With
No, the track machine.
Oh, you have a track machine too?
No, the one here.
Oh, you don't want to take on? Oh, I see.
I'm sure they'd
as a courtesy, I bring it every Friday
morning.
What
a genuine courtesy for you.
Yeah. I'm sure the guys would be okay with that.
Yeah, I'm sure they would.
Yeah, they kind of use that a lot. Go figure. Yeah. When your towers are on top of mountains.
I can tell them where it's parked.
You could, hey, it's up by my house.
Right.
Right on the right-hand side of the house there.
Yeah, it's help not yourself. Very far out of their way at all.
No, not
opposite direction. Not at all.
Just grab it.
So if we decided we're going down a different set of stairs now, or what have we decided as a group here?
Same set.
Same stairs?
Just a little more attention to what's going
both
on.
Both hands on the rail.
is that what we're doing? Okay.
And no talking.
No talking. Focus on what's happening. That's unlikely at best.
Yeah, some things are easy to say.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I promise I'm never going to eat my brand new car.
Yeah.
2 days later, you got, you know.
Yeah, you spill a taco in there.
Everywhere. I'm not going to talk when I walk down the stairs. Next thing you know, broken arm.
Darn it. And I spilled my coffee.
A lot of it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You watch American Idol still?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
Kevin James.
Well, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm sorry.
Yeah, why are you yelling at me?
I get so
should
excited.
Should I ask your wife these questions?
I get so
your
excited.
Mistake.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Thanks again for a great delivery day for our Christmas wish. Thanks to Subaru of Spokane. Appreciate them. You can check out all of the Christmas wish stuff. It's easy to find on our website, thebig999coyotecountry.com. Click on Christmas Wish, or if you go to our Facebook page, you can follow along with all the stuff that's happening there as well. Pretty simple. And thank you for doing that. Are you fellas ready for some final thoughts?
Sure.
We are now.
Oh, yeah, sure. Look at them go. Final
thoughts.
Look at them go, guys. Look at them go. Monty, you can kick us off.
Hey, you know, I didn't realize today until I had my coffee just how awesome I was going to be.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. You know that's a joke.
There you go. We're doing a bit.
Hey, I just want to say I really enjoy listening to your Christmas wishes.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, those are great.
I just want to reiterate. That is a great thing you guys are doing. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, appreciate that, Monty. Yeah, it's a good way to help people who are our neighbors and friends.
Yeah.
A lot of times we do the collecting of donations and all that stuff.
Don't get to see the
end result. But we don't get to see the end result.
Right.
And seeing and hearing the end result is, it's pretty cool.
It is, yeah. Thank you, Monty. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Final thoughts.
Over to you, Warden.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I'm really happy because I've got things done.
Yes.
Like, I got a new transfer case in my pickup. I got that put in.
Well.
And it was pretty easy to do, actually.
Yeah, nice.
I got the new lean-to on my shop so I can park the motorhome under it.
Sure there, yeah.
Feel pretty good about that. Mm-hmm. I know producer Steve.
Oh, there's that.
That's three. That's the trifecta.
Why it is, you know. And, you know, a lot of people, they want to go swimming with dolphins, but it's expensive.
Yeah.
But it's not near as expensive recently. I went swimming with the sharks, and it cost me an arm and a leg.
Crickets?
Only he was older or famous.
That's actually a good point, Kevin.
I laughed so hard at that.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
So if I was pork chop, you would have laughed at it?
Oh, yeah.
Pork chop. Well, no, so, they'd have been gone too.
Is that considered a charity laugh, Kevin? Or is that?
It was definitely a charity laugh.
Yeah, I just need to know how we're characterizing that one as we go forward. Yeah. Thank you, Warren.
Sure, you're welcome.
Sure, you're welcome. Bruce, good luck.
But when I got your little text this morning at 4:30 or whatever time that was.
I think it was, yeah.
Said, watch out for icy.
Yeah, holy
roads.
Icy, I think. Yeah.
So I appreciate that a whole bunch, except for we wasn't icy out there.
Yeah,
so.
That was weird. Yeah, usually it's the other way around.
Maybe next time, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, because I figured I was probably safe at 4:30, that you hadn't begun the journey yet.
Oh, not yet.
So I thought, well, you know, at least that way I can get you before you go. I'm very nervous about texting you guys, just in case. I'm assuming you don't look at your phone when you're driving, Warren.
No, I hadn't even left the house yet.
Okay, well, that wasn't the question.
I was actually brushing the roof of my house.
That wasn't the question. Oh, I love you, Jeff.
Oh. Would you mind giving him a little hug for me? Thank you, Monty. Appreciate that. Oh, man.
Final thoughts.
Courtesy hug.
Yeah. I do love, though, when he has a thought, he will plow ahead no matter what.
Right. So regardless of what's been said prior to that.
I love you, brother.
Oh, that's winter humor. Plow ahead.
That was winter humor, Steve. Steve,
we were jokes.
We were doing a bit there.
Yeah, it was a bit.
Over to you, Steve.
It looks like I have to say RIP to my iPod, I think.
Oh, I know. That was a sad moment today. Especially because Steve had it, you know, he thought we needed something to play music so we could play a game. And he was very excited to tell me yesterday that he had a solution. And then he got here and his solution didn't work. And he had a mixture of emotions of sadness between A, dead iPod, possibly forever.
Oh.
Yeah.
B, feeling like he let us down.
Oh.
True.
Yeah.
Can't get a new one?
I got a hammer. I can fix that for you.
Well,
what exactly are you planning?
Whatever.
Bruce, whatever.
I think, Bruce, you probably can get I don't know, necessarily new, refurbished, or just used on the internet or something. Oh. Probably right there where you can buy the VCR.
Oh, really? I see. They're not the new thing.
They're not really making those.
No. Oh, I see. Oh, that's too bad.
That seemed very sincere.
I appreciate your sympathy.
Yeah, that seemed super sincere.
That's too bad.
Oh, darn, that's too bad.
Final thought.
Mixed in with the smile and the laughter. Yeah.
Well done.
All right, Kevin.
Oh, wow, it's my turn over here, guys.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's how the order goes.
I know. I don't know how I got confused.
I don't know.
I was just looking, and I was, for some reason, thought it was Warren's turn again.
Oh, wow. No, could we? That would be so great.
I don't know if we want to do
like
that or not.
Another shark joke would be great.
Right.
Well, Warren writes down the words every Friday of things that were said on the show, and then... I just go back and read them for you, and hopefully it gives you a little idea of what you maybe missed or heard on today's show.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Something blew up. Soccer buzz. Christmas news. Poll. Snack. 2025.
Mm.
Jocularity.
There we go.
Song. Ah. Fun. Easy. Josh Peter Simpson. 99. Accident. Word lay effort. Death, drink, depends here. Pit diaper, cod piece, drizzle pocket.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Well done, Warren.
Thank you.
That's funny.
Final thoughts.
You know, Warren, after you told that shark story or joke, whichever it really was, I never really know. I started thinking about it. I have a lot of jokes about retired people.
Yeah.
But none of them work.
Boom!
Love that. That's how you do it.
Did you hear him laugh like he gave you the celebrity laugh?
No, I did. Yeah. I thought it was funny. It just takes sometimes it takes me a second to catch on to it. Did you know that a year on Uranus is 84 years on Earth?
Okay. You know what?
Is that right?
Of course.
I told Lori I would get the look on that one, and I kind of did. Okay, enough of me.
I got to ride back with him.
Yeah. Yeah, 1 year is 84 years on Earth.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, we get the joke.
I got it.
Thank you, Warren.
The website Eat This Not That. Kevin, you're familiar with that one, yeah?
Yes.
You know that one, Monty?
Uh-huh.
Okay. They did the What's Every State's Favorite Cookie?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, so Idaho's was oatmeal chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah.
Did we get snickerdoodle again?
We did not.
Okay.
We got, I don't think I've even ever had this apple cinnamon cookie, but apple cinnamon for Washington, favorite cookie. Ever had one?
Nope.
No.
Nobody
has had it.
Have you?
Yeah, that's not a favorite.
Yeah, I feel like that's just somebody just made that up and said, we're going to, I like that cookie. Let's assign it to Washington. Yeah. They have apples there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's exactly
so
what
So do they
is.
Have oatmeal in Idaho?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I mean, who's determining this?
Mm. They have potatoes.
They have potatoes.
I said potato cookies.
You know how old a potato is on Jupiter?
Takes a while for it to grow, Jay.
Good night. Happy
trails to Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. We
gotta go.
Gotta go.
Go.
See you.
What are we doing over there?
Watching videos.
Videos of cute little kids.
Saying the darndest things.
Was it your granddaughter?
No, huh?
It was just off the internet.
It was just on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought maybe you had a home video of some sort.
Oh, no.
Oh, I have some of those, too.
But I bet, yeah. Megan and Alexa both won Lone Star tickets. Congrats to y'all. Hope you enjoy the show coming up on the 13th. Fellas, have a great, safe weekend.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
What's your big plan, Monty? Anything big?
No big plans.
Laying low. Warren?
Build another gate. But the other, not nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
I have nothing like Monty builds.
Who knows?
What do you got?
I can't build a building.
Yeah, you can.
Well.
Just get started. Start at one spot.
I'm not going to do nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you are. You're going to cook French fries tonight.
Oh, well, that's French fries.
Wait, what's tonight?
Friday night.
Friday night.
At the VFW.
Friday okay. night. Get it.
I get thanks. that's great. I like what you did there.
Friday.
That's how he wants to end it, huh?
I don't know, you guys. Jay, is that the look right
Friday,
there?
Friday.
What did the gate say to the naughty fence?
What?
You're grounded.
Dang it.
These are jokes guaranteed to make you chuckle.
Chuckle.
Let's put it to the test.
Chuckle.
Kevin, you're the ultimate judge.
Uh-huh, a little chuckle.
How does a gate communicate?
I do not know.
It sends out signals?
What?
Must be an electric gate.
No. Get the crickets queued up for this?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that was terrible.
Yeah. Let's try another one.
That makes Warren's jokes look hilarious.
Yeah. All right, let's try another one, Jason.
What did the gate... Why did the gate break up with the wall?
I don't know.
It wanted more space to open up.
Mm. Gosh darn it. I don't know.
Hey, Jay, what did the annoyed chicken say?
No. Oh, no.